Sonar has been around for a long time. Fishermen and scientists use it to look into the depths of the ocean. It makes crude maps by bouncing sound waves off underwater objects. Traditionally, sonar has worked like a flashlight on a moonless night, lighting up only bits and pieces of the underwater landscape. But now there's a new kind of sonar. According to the journal Science, it maps entire underwater landscapes along with the fish swimming over them. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, scientists say the new device could be a breakthrough or a curse.
Not too long ago, a research boat from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology towed a strange-looking object up and down the eastern seaboard. It looked a little like a satellite dish pointed down toward the seafloor. Nicholas McCreese, an oceanographer from MIT, says the device makes old-fashioned sonar maps look like they were drawn with crayons.
We're able to send a sound wave out omnidirectionally 360 degrees, and within about a minute, we can get an image of that whole area.
The image is a three-dimensional map that covers several hundred cubic miles. That's much better than the sketchy maps you get from old-style sonar, maps that force scientists and fishermen to guess at what's in the blank spots. McCreese says the new maps eliminate the guesswork. They also make it possible to follow moving schools of fish.
We recreate the actual motion that's going on in the ocean by taking a lot of these snapshots every minute or so. And we make a movie of what's happening over this huge, huge area. And we're seeing things that no one has ever seen before.
For example, on its very first run, the new sonar picked up an uneven line of 10 to 20 million fish stretched out for miles off the coast of New England.
And when you look with our method, you see that it's a lot of population centers that are connected with fish bridges between each of them.
Sort of a society down there.
Exactly, a society with population centers, and they're kind of banging into each other as they kind of wander, meander around.
Oceanographers and government officials are now lining up to use this super sonar. Fishermen are also interested, which could turn out to be a problem.
This is very exciting technology, but it does cause some concern because it looks like they've built a better mousetrap. And one of the last things we really need right now is a better way to catch fish.
Oceanographer Peter Ettenauer works with the Los Angeles County Museum of Natural History. He worries that the new fish finder could add to overfishing problems. But this new device could also help protect fish by helping regulators find key breeding zones. Steve Morosky, chief scientist at the National Marine Fisheries Service, says his agency badly needs a way to see more of what's going on down there.
Remember that the United States has about 4 million square miles underwater, and we're trying to assess about 900 different species of fish and marine mammal species.
Don't expect to be able to buy a super sonar for your bass boat anytime soon. According to McCreese, there's only one in existence. It cost several million dollars to build, and it's not for sale. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.